Eating is something that we all have to do. So now's a good time to make some good healthy food choices and, you know, to live a healthy lifestyle. So something that you definitely want to do is balance your calories, you know how many calories you need each day. That's going to be the first step. And there's this great website you can go to called choosemyplate.gov, and it will help you know your calorie level, and it also let you know how much physical activity you need to balance your calories. You want to make sure that you are enjoying your food, but you want to eat less food. You need to take time to fully enjoy your food. Try not to eat so fast, and because when you eat too fast, you take in more calories. So you want to take your time so you can your body can get the message that you are full. You want to avoid oversized portions, and some ways you can do that, you can use a smaller plate, bowl, or glass when you're eating or drinking. And also when you're eating out, you can choose smaller portion sizes, or you can share a dish or take home part of the meal. You want to make sure that you're eating enough fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and fat-free. And when you're choosing your milk, you want to choose fat-free or 1% milk and dairy products. And also, you want to make half of your plate. When you're fixing your plate, you want half of your plate to be filled with fruits and vegetables. And you want to choose red, orange, your dark green vegetables, like tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and broccoli, along with other vegetables. But you want to make sure that you're getting in your fruits and your vegetables. And you want to make half of your grains, whole grains. So you want to make sure that you're choosing whole grain food choices as opposed to refined products. And one way you can do that, well, actually two ways. You can choose a whole wheat bread instead of the white bread, or you can choose brown rice instead of the white rice. Make sure that you're drinking enough water. You want to drink water instead of the sugary drinks. Most Americans just take in too much of their calories through their beverages, so you want to pay attention to the beverages that you're drinking and drink more water. If we're not watching what we're putting into our bodies, then we can end up with unwanted weight. And also health problems are associated with putting the wrong foods in your body. If you don't get enough of your fruits and vegetables in particular, you can increase your risk of getting some types of cancer. And also when you take in too many calories or the wrong foods, you can increase your chance of getting illnesses such as diabetes, heart disease, and certain types of cancers. If you want to start the new year off on the right foot, now's just a good time as any. So you want to make sure that you're eating a healthy diet, and don't forget to get your exercise in. You need some physical fitness.
Is there any specific recommended amount of exercise per week?
You want to exercise most days of the week, so at least 5 days of the week you want to make sure that you're exercising. For small children, we recommend that you're getting at least 1 hour, and for adults, you want to try to at least get in 60 minutes for each one of those. I'm sorry. For adults, you want to make sure you get at least 30 minutes for each one of those days. So you can start out small and work your way up, but just do something. Get up and move. You can do simple things like parking your car further away and walking in the parking lot. You can take stairs instead of the elevator. You know, just some small things, but just do something to increase your physical activity and watch your portion sizes.